All right, before we do anything, Dr. Gideon Orbach had some sage advice for all of you Pitt fans out there that left Mr. Messina and I laughing in our seats. So if you will, so, as we are getting ready for the Syracuse game at the historic Carrier Dome, one of my favorite rivalries in college football, yeah. I might add. I like this even more than Pitt and West Virginia. Don't ask me why. Pitt and Penn State, I absolutely love them at the Carrier Dome. And if the Panthers get their 10th win of the year, what does this mean? And if they win their conference next week, what does it mean?
It means they released their stronghold on the BBI Kumquat Bowl.
Is that really a thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You don't know. They have a bowl for everything these days. Right. I don't know.
They were in the BBI Compass Bowl for a number of years, an unprecedented number of however many, like 4 out of 5 years. They were like in that 6-6 bowl or that like 7-5 bowl. And
of all the things happening today, honestly, I have such great memories going back, Donovan McNabb and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is one of my favorite matchups, and I will definitely be plugging into that. But I do want to say this, because we have the high school games on today, talking college football. If you're a student athlete, you're an athlete, and you want good chiropractic care that goes hand-in-hand with wonderful sports medicine, go see this guy. They can also hook you up with nutrition and everything that you need. Sometimes we all kind of look towards people my age, Joe's age, Dr. Gideon Orbach's age, but this is a place, the Weiner Wellness Center, that is a world of wellness when it comes to people of all ages, right, Joe?
All ages, and we're really promoting that aspect. I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because, yeah, you know, over the years, it's been a primarily older clientele, yeah. Right, yeah. Doc?
Yeah.
And, you know, with bringing in new modalities and new practitioners, Dr. Ross and Dr. Rossi, you know, and then with the new things that we can do down there with the testing and the compression boots and the laser, you know, and that's just the beginning. So we've got a lot in store for 2022. New stuff coming, Rob.
Listen, one of the things that I remember, and this is the theme of our show, by the time we got to Thanksgiving Saturday, my father or mother would always say, my nerves are shot. You know what I mean? Because after feeding all those people and running around and trying to get a jump on all the Christmas sales with 6 kids, it gets a little hectic. You cheat sleep. You do everything you can to give your family those memories that will last a lifetime. So today, the dynamic duo, Dr. Gideon Orbach and Joe Messina, they're going to be talking about just that, how to deal with holiday stress when it comes to great nutritional tips, supplements, and, of course, great chiropractic care and everything they do at the Weiner Wellness Center. So, Joe, officially begin, please.
Yeah, you know, it's really ironic, isn't it, that this holiday season is also the most stressful time of the year. And I think that, you know, for some reason they go hand in hand and there's nothing we can do about it. We probably brought it all upon ourselves. But, yeah, you're right. It starts with Thanksgiving, Rob. And, you know, I was right there with your mom. Not with your mom, but I was cooking and stressed. And, yeah, you know, it was a tough couple of days, but it was a blast. We loved it. Now you have, the holiday season. And if there's any season that is such a yin and yang, it's this one, right, Doc? And,
right.
And so we can, you know, what we want to do is approach it from a couple of different angles, Rob. We want to make sure you have the nutrients you need to combat stress of any kind, okay? And there's basics and then there's advanced, and we'll get into those. And then one of the most important things there is sleep. And that's what people lose the most of this time of year, other than their money. But you lose sleep. And without sleep, the body doesn't repair. It doesn't heal. You don't make growth hormone. And it's going to complicate every other stress that you are, that you're finding yourself involved in. So then those are those two parts. We have the basics. I'm going to talk about that. We're going to talk about advanced stress, nutrients, and sleep. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe a lot of that stress is physical, you know, and you're tense. You know, everything is getting tense this time of year. So that's where the good chiropractic care comes in.
Yes, absolutely. You talk about all that stress as being it's a chemical event in the body for the most part. And we resolve chemical problems with chemical solutions. So those nutrients, I mean, we'll go into detail about a handful that are just so critically important to alleviate stress. But my practice is physical. Sometimes from where I sit, it's not always what you take, but it's what you do. And I have a few physical things in specific that I do with patient populations, most of which, of course, involves the chiropractic adjusting. And one of the benefits of being well adjusted is the balance within the autonomic nervous system. That's the non-voluntary nervous system of the body and how we get the parasympathetic, or the wine and dine and the relax and rest and digest components of the nervous system to fire, and we essentially dial down the stress component, the sympathetic nervous system, which is our flight or fight mechanisms. And I think everybody, I mean, just the times we live in, the holidays, the pros and the cons of everything that's going on, everybody's wound up just a little bit tighter than they're used to being in that stress hormone, that stressful nervous state. And so from a hands-on physical chiropractic standpoint, we'll go into a little more detail as the conversation ensues, but there are things that can be done to help slow that down.
Yeah, and if where you got to start is in the beginning with the basics, Rob.
Right.
So that's B vitamins. All
right. Before we get to a break, I want to talk about Winter Wonderland, the final Winter Wellness Week of the year. Wonderful opportunity, especially during the holiday season, Hanukkah coming up, Christmas, all of this stuff. You want to give people good health. The Holistic Truth can do all of that each and every week on the show. But if you want the product to put in hand to give as a gift or to give that gift to yourself, you need to be a part of this event.
Yeah, this is it. Last one of the year, biggest one of the year. And for a lot of people, the most important event of the year, because the next one's not coming for another 3 months in March. Mm-hmm. So when you need to stock up on stuff for the family, on all your nutrients and vitamins and personal care products as well. I mean, we keep saying, give the gift of health, you know, stocking stuffers, great stocking stuffers, vitamin C chewables, you know, probiotic chewables, all kinds of things you can do. But it's coming up. The big one starts December 4th, a week from today. Is that a week from today already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God, a week from today, yeah. December 4th. Yeah, it's coming. It'll go to the 11th. We've got workshops every single day. We've got specials, everything on sale in the whole place, 30 to 50% off. There'll be snacks and foods and samples and smoothies, you name it. You'll see, and I think Jamie's going to probably be rocking the red hat like Rob's got on here today because he likes to play Santa Claus. So he'll be handing out bags of free samples the whole week. So make sure you come on down, take advantage of it, and give the gift of health for your family this holiday season.
You know, and why it's such a good thing, too, this time of year, the last thing you want to do in the middle of a snowstorm in January or February, go, oh, I ran out of that. So this way, you can keep the routine going, you can keep the thought process going, and you can keep it rolling during the winter months.
That's so true. And I have a number of patients that I see 4 or 5 times a year. They come in during the sale time, and while I'm there shopping, I'm going to get my adjustment. And some of these people come from a long, long way. I mean, I see people from northern parts of Butler County. I see people from the 814 area code. I see people from towns in West Virginia, closer to Morgantown. So if you're listening to the show, we're not too far away from you. We're not expecting or creating plans for our patients to come and see us 3 times a week. We're creating plans for the less frequently we do this, the better we're doing. So our reaches far and wide. Don't feel disqualified from participating by virtue of whatever area code you're listening in on.
Go to drwiner.com to find out more. And if you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Orbach, they can do that right now by calling 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. It is Joe Messina, Dr. Gideon Orbach, how to maintain that stress level in a healthy and holistic way during the holiday season. We'll have more in just a couple of moments. All right, here they are, Dr. Gideon Orbach and, of course, Joe Messina. If you really want to maintain your stress level and to get rest and to feel refreshed, one of the best ways is to get a couple of adjustments during the holiday season. Wouldn't you agree, Joe Messina?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's good all year round, but like Doc said earlier, you know, there's some tension going on and, you know, it's going to settle somewhere. And that tension can be relieved. And you know, when you relieve the tension, and that's where Doc comes in because he's not just about the joints, he's about the muscles, you know, maybe even more so a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of the tenseness is originating, right, Doc?
Yeah, that's true. That I think it's really important to have a practice where you integrate both working relationships between muscles and joints. And, it's labor intensive, and I spend more time with my patients than most of the chiropractors out there. But, I mean, my patient population are a lot of people that I refer to as my chiropractic refugees who they saw another chiropractor and, you know, they got adjusted and it was good enough. It was not unremarkable. they were put on an electric stim machine, they were put on an ultrasound machine, and they really felt that they were catered to, and they had so many modalities that were done with them, and you know, and they just didn't get better past a certain point. And that point was that their whole muscle systems were ignored. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe somebody lacked the physical skill and understanding, or maybe they didn't want to put in the time it takes. There are any number of legitimate reasons. And somehow or another, these people find their way into our practice, into our clinic. And I work with them, and they're just like, the light bulb comes on, not just because they start feeling so much better so quickly, but because, you know, you explain to them that we're looking at this not as just a series of parts, but how do these parts work together?
Doc, that's a great point. Let me ask you something about that. You know, with your background and your history and experience, mm-hmm. Why are some chiropractors more apt to do muscle work than others? Is it the school of therapy that they attended, or is it they're just a focus that they're missing? Is it something that's just an interest? Why is that?
Well, I think it's mostly an interest, because if chiropractic school, if you think about all the things that you really have to have a handle on to be a good entry-level doctor, I mean, I'm going to graduate chiropractic school on Friday, and I'm going to be ready for practice on Monday. Be in chiropractic school for 15 years. Who wants to do that? So you have to figure out what works for you. And like my practice is based on what worked for me when it was my turn to be a patient.
So okay.
I treat my patients the way I want my body treated. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly asking myself the question when I look at my patients, if we traded bodies but we didn't trade brains, how would I want to be treated? What would I want you to be doing for me right now? So, I mean, I remember the very first time I met Dr. Weiner and we had this interview. I mean, I was in a great place because I was working a job with a good company, and he was looking for an associate, and he didn't need an associate, but he knew that he wanted the right person if his practice were going to grow. And I knew that, look, there are a lot of reasons why I want to leave Virginia and come to Pittsburgh, but I don't have to. So we both approached this interview from a point of strength rather than any mm-hmm. kind of weakness. And he was trying to feel me out in terms of how do I manage the practice, and practice management's a big thing in all professions, I suppose. But like, who's influencing your business practices, and how are you screwing insurance companies out of the most money possible? And we just met. He didn't want to come right out and ask, but I knew what he was getting at. So, like I said, I don't need you. You don't need me. We can play with each other. So I strung him along a little bit. I knew what he was asking, and I just evaded the question. And finally, I said, my practice is based on golden ruleism. And he's like, I never heard of them. I said, they're not a management company. You've been telling me about your version of golden ruleism from the moment we sat down at the table. You've heard of these people. It's in you. It's what's in you. So that's such a critical component to getting the kind of results that your patients come to see you for, that you expect to generate. I mean, not always on the first visit, but certainly within short order. We want to see improvement because mm-hmm. we're working on integrating the whole neuromusculoskeletal system and making sure that these components are all working together and not in opposition to each other, which unfortunately is sometimes what happens when you use so many different modalities that don't focus on integration but focus on what insurance will pay for.
You know, when we first sat down, we started talking, and Rob, you brought up the maneuver that Doc did on you for your stomach and digestion. Right. And it's a very common one, the hiatal hernia maneuver. He's done it on my daughter, even did it on my granddaughter. And they have had not a single issue since.
Neither have I.
Not a single issue. Isn't that amazing that just, you know, a maneuver one time usually, and maybe once in a great while, Doc, you might need more.
I had two.
You had two. You might need a couple, but it just fixes. That just goes to show you how important and how neglected structure is when it comes to health. Because what would most of those people do other than that? They run to the pharmacy, get their antacids, right? Take that little purple pill, and they get a little bit of relief. And then the next day, they'd have to take it again, until pretty soon they have to rely upon it, and they can't get off.
Well, and it's just like laxatives, too, and all of the other, you know, fiber drinks that you can take. It becomes a part of your ritual, like mm-hmm. drinking water. And that, in my opinion, anything that you have to take long term, it's not fixing anything.
Right.
Yeah. The difference is in supplementation, because when people will, they will get that question too. See, they're conditioned. How long do I have to take this? Like it's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a drug. The answer is, how long do you plan on eating?
It's a supplement.
It supplements your diet.
Right.
Yeah. So however long you plan on eating on this planet, that's how long you should be supplementing it.
One other thing about Dr. Orbach, and I've had him treat me with chiropractic care too. It's about quality, not quantity. And, you know, a lot of times, and I know a lot of wonderful chiropractors, but you get some who just adjust the neck. They give you the stim and you're out the door.
Right.
And they're cranking out, you know, 200 or 300 patients a day as opposed to 20 or 30 and giving them the quality. When you go in with Dr. Orbach, and I can tell you because I've been in the waiting room too, he gives everybody the same time, the adjustments, the multiple, the routine, maybe more so than others. But he sits down and talks to you about your situation and what you're dealing with. And to me, that's the best way to communicate anything when it comes to your holistic health, being able to communicate and giving that person like him an idea and understanding of what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. I mean, his appointments are routinely 30 minutes or more, and it depends on the person. So it's catered to the person. But, you know, then you look at, you know, like Ashley Rossi, her appointments are an hour. Jeff's initial appointments are an hour. Okay, when we do an oligo scan on somebody, you know, it's 30 to 45 minutes. And it's because it involves consultation and real talking about your lifestyle, right, Doc?
That's so true. That's so true. I mean, it all, nothing happens without a good conversation. That just, it's sometimes I'll be sitting across the room from somebody who, like, I'm looking at their paperwork. I'm listening to them tell me their narrative. I'm watching the way they're sitting in position their body in their chair, and something doesn't add up. And that something that doesn't add up is usually they don't want to tell me what's really going on. I mean, maybe they're a little shy or embarrassed or what have you, or how did it get this way? Well, I had an embarrassing accident or injury. Okay, it's all between you and me. No one else needs to know. But you got to make people feel comfortable enough to talk to you.
You know, the funny thing is, Doc, out on the supplement floor, out in the store, we get people to come in there. They just want to volunteer every single little detail of what got them to where they are.
Yeah. Yeah. They're latching on.
Oh, yeah.
I have people who do the opposite. And, you know, once you just start talking to people, and like one of the most important lines in our paperwork is what do you do in your spare time, or what are your hobbies or most important interests? And just kind of shift the conversation to whatever their most important interest is, and all of a sudden you feel like that whole stress taking up all that space in the room is just lifting, and then all of a sudden you can start talking about what's really going on and figure out how to help them. It's
all right. Listen, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we got lots more to get to, and sleep can really be maintained, a healthy sleep, and it does differ for everyone, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, but anyone who thinks they can go on 2 hours sleep, believe me, been there, done that. It just doesn't work, okay? So you need to get good sleep, and you need to get sleep, that REM sleep where you're pain-free. You're not tossing and turning all night, even in your subconscious, your sleep, to where you don't get that full night's rest. So these are some of the things they can help you with. And, of course, there are supplements, natural things that you can take, too, that will help you sleep. So these guys have taught me a lot through the years, and I know they love to help you. If you'd like to make an appointment at the Weiner Wellness Center, you can do so by dialing 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And of course, we are at this program until 2 o'clock today. So if you want to just sit back, relax, and listen, we've got much more, including the Winter Wonderland event, the final one of the year. We'll give you details starting next weekend. You're going to be able to get everything you need at drwiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. So please stay with us. This is The Holistic Truth. Dr. Gideon Orbach with us in studio along with Joe Messina. We'll be back. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDK Radio, in just a couple of moments. You know, Jeffrey and Dr. Rossi, and of course, you know, we talk about Jamie Dorley all the time and Joe's experience in nutrition. And of course, this man, Dr. Gideon Orbach, if you would add up all the years of experience, folks, I can't even tell you how many, but they've been doing it a long time in one form or another. And that's why these workshops are so important to be a part of with the Winter Wonderland event coming up. So I'm going to let Joe go over that. Then he and Dr. Orbach have a lot more to get to. But I want to remind you, if you want to make an appointment, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And if you want to call us and you have a question, you want to talk to us today, 866-391-1020. So Joe, if you will, Winter Wonderland.
One of the words that I use a lot in describing the differences, you know, is differentiator. You know, why us? Why the products that we carry? Why the practitioners that are at the World of Wellness? And there's differentiators all the time. What makes the World of Wellness, which used to be the Weiner Wellness Center, which was the pain release clinic, what has set it aside? It's these workshops. It's these wellness weeks. Rob, there's not another wellness center slash clinic in the country that does this. Not one. Okay? And I've been all over the country with visiting these clients and visiting these centers. Nobody does a full week like this. Nobody. They may do a day or a weekend. Nobody does 7 days. And these are 7 days of free information. Free from the best of the best. And, you know, Doc's got a couple. I've got a couple. Jamie's got a couple workshops. Everybody at the Wellness Center is going to be doing workshops. Plus, we still bring in speakers and experts from all over the country because we now do them both live and virtual. So they're going to be on there. They'll still be on the Facebook page. They'll still be on the YouTube channel. And if you can't get down there, which we encourage you to come on down sometime between the 4th and the 11th, but if you can't, you can watch them. They're there for you and they're free. That's the differentiator, because nothing's more important than knowledge in this industry and in our lives right now. You must educate yourself. Because, you know, look, you, anybody can go to Google, right? Dr. Google, we have to talk about that all the time. But the difference is, this isn't Dr. Google. This is detailed information from experts. Not only information, but how to apply it. The application of that information is the key.
That's so true. That I'm just, you brought up these points. Now I'm doing some math in my head. I mean, I got my personal trainer certification. I can't remember if it was when I was 23 or in 1993. And Jeff, he was a Carnegie Mellon University trained engineer and decided he wanted to be in natural health instead. And he goes back at least 30 years. Dr. Phil, I mean, he's not even 30 years old yet, and he's got half a dozen years involved in health, working one-on-one with people in some way, shape, or form. If you go back to his soccer coaching, and Dr. Ashley, I mean, I don't think I'm allowed to say how old she is on the air, so never mind.
And, think about Jeffrey Nisning.
Yeah.
He happens to be my neighbor.
He was here last week, right?
The guy's amazing. I mean, he's been remodeling his house on his own, which it's amazing to me anybody could do all of that. But yeah. You think about Carnegie Mellon, engineer, could have very easily just said, hey, I can phone this one in, do what I got to do, and I'll be retiring early with a nice 401k. So but he was so passionate because about what happened to him physically that he said, look, I got to step up and do something. So thus, kinesiology, and then the rest is history, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people in our industry, that has been there. Yeah, that's how they got here.
If you look at people in natural health, I mean, whether they're a chiropractor or a kinesiologist or nutritionist, just natural health people, that every single one of them has a story where somewhere in their past or in a very, very close family member's past that the medical model failed them. Or I can't say that the medical model failed them so much as they didn't get the results that they had anticipated from the medical model, and they looked for an alternative and they found it, and then they wanted to share that alternative with anybody who would listen.
Absolutely. I mean, we've all had that. I had my father was the one that really pushed me to go into this. He didn't push me, but it was his health that pushed
me. But this is what amazes me about how you got started, because you obviously studied martial arts, taught martial arts, into all of that physical activity, nutrition, a lot like Dr. Gideon Orbach. But it was your dad who said, hey, look, there's got to be something to this. That just goes to show you how long this stuff's been around, and even much longer than your dad.
Oh, yeah, much longer. And it was his condition, and you were right, Doc. I mean, the medical model failed him. It was a cardiology issue. You know, he had multiple surgeries, and he was on all the drugs. And, I mean, he just got worse and worse and worse. And I thought, there has got to be. And, you know, at that time, I didn't have enough knowledge to help him.
Right.
You know, but that now we've helped so many others because of that influence.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing.
Exactly right. And when I think about the techniques that I use in the treatment room, I mean, they're a little bit more refined today. We have an ergonomic table that's more comfortable to lie on and get good leverage. But do you really think I'm doing anything different than the Kung Fu masters in the banks of the Yangtze River 3,000 years ago? I mean, I don't know why we're called alternative. I mean, what we do is so time honored
Yeah.
It's, well, it's ingrained in
they
human
call
DNA.
Us alternative, okay. Doc. We don't yeah. call ourselves alternative.
Well,
no.
On the other side, not necessarily traditional medicine, but this type of natural medicine still doesn't get the proper PR that it should get. And it keeps people away because it creates this fear factor. And that's a shame, too.
Yeah. And that's another one of the big reasons why we do the workshops, you know, to counter that, right? To get that knowledge and that information out there. Because you can't get anywhere. So, you know, like you said, the amount of years we have is really probably nothing compared to the amount of time we've put in learning our trade, learning
so
our
true.
Art, right?
So true.
You know, and we spent the money. He spent the money at school. Jamie and I have been to conferences for 20 years spending the money to learn so we can bring that information back to everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't remember the exact formula, but I think about like a 3-credit college class means that you spend 3 hours a week in the classroom. And they said if you want to pass the class, you got to spend at least 3 hours a week out of the classroom. But if you want an A or a B, I mean, it's 6 to 10 hours a week. And it's like you see the time that we spend interacting and interfacing with our patient population, but you don't know, you have no idea what the backstory is.
Right.
You have no idea how many tens of thousands of miles I put on my 1993 Subaru Legacy driving from Kansas City to St. Louis and to Davenport and even as far as Dallas and Minneapolis, Minnesota to go to weekend seminars with the people who I, even to this day, I call my friends and mentors. And you have no idea what kind of studying Jeffrey Nisnik did to get to this point and the hours that he put in. And the backstory is just, let's just leave it in the back. I mean, just assume that nobody just waved a magic wand and we got all this information.
Well, listen, if one of those stops was Davenport, Iowa, as the old saying goes, build it and they will come.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And you know, here's another big ticket item for what you guys do. Mentally, between the ears, and holistically as far as the body, one of the biggest problems in our country right now is opioid abuse.
Yeah.
Another article in the paper the other day, you know, 100,000 people have lost their lives, okay? EMS in Pittsburgh are going to be using a drug now that it actually is used to help people dealing with this addiction. It has gotten that so bad. Narcan being used day after day, probably somewhere right now as we speak, within a few miles, it's being administered. One thing good chiropractic care, good nutrition and supplements can do, obviously detoxing the body, it can help with pain management in a safe and healthy way. So if you're dealing with chronic pain right now and you want relief and you just don't want another pill to fix it, you need to look to the Weiner Wellness Center.
Well, you know, that's so true. The opioid epidemic was horrible. It's still there. It's still going on. And, you know, we have lots of alternatives to that, okay, to the opioids that are being used. And I've been talking about one of them for weeks now, and that's the new formulation called SPM. And it just is amazing because it gets to the root, to the cause, to the deep-rooted inflammation, which many times is the cause of the pain. But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because the next big epidemic predicted by the experts in our industry is the antidepressant epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming, and they predicted it'll be worse than the opioid one. Okay, so, you know, that brings us right full circle back to what we started the show with. Stress. Stress and depression can come from stress. Depression can come from lack of sleep, lack of nutrition. You know, you don't feed the body, something's going to go wrong.
90% of what we worry about never comes true, folks. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Lots more to get to. And again, one thing we both want to say, I'm sure Dr. Orbach will agree, is from a structural standpoint, why everyone needs help at time in their lives. And a lot of these people who have got on the wrong side of some of this medication, bad things happen to good people. You know, there was a rightful reason why, and it just went left, and now they can't get back on track. And that's why this holistic medicine that we talk about in the Holistic Truth is such a great way to give your body and yourself a fighting chance to not just survive, but thrive. Here is their number, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. You're pretty impressed today, Doc? Doc's like giving me that look. Whenever I get the good look from the doc, I know life's pretty good. All right. You've taught me well. We'll take a break. Stay with us. Back with more in a moment. All right, very interesting final segment. So I'm going to get right to the gentlemen that are this week's edition of The Holistic Truth, the very honorable and extremely good at what he does, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and a guy who does it better than anyone, folks, when it comes to putting it all together, working with Jamie Dorley and company there at the Weiner Wellness Center, my longtime friend, Joe Messina. Joe?
Well, you know, I'd like to use this last segment to really, really pound home the option of nutritional supplementation when it comes to stress, sleep, and pain. You know, those three things are always related, right? It's one of them or two of them or all three of them. So, you know, when we have the Wellness Week coming up, the Winter Wonderland, everything on sale, three things you want to look at. You want to look at Calm Day, you want to look at Sleep Time, and you want to look at our suite of products of cannabinoids that we have, because nothing works more, I'd say more complete with the central nervous system. With Rob, we have a system in our body that's called the endocannabinoid system. That's there. It's physical. It's a fact. It's a medical fact. And you know what? It's been starved of its nutrient for decades, maybe generations, and we can fix that. We have organic cannabinoid formulations with all kinds of delivery methods. Rob, we got gummies, we got oils, we got pills, we got creams, we got it all. You can rub it, you can take it, it doesn't matter. But you got to fill your body with the nutrients that will support the function of the body that will help relieve pain, support the function of the body that will enable you to sleep, and support the function of the body that will relieve stress. That's the difference between the opioids, the antidepressants, and the antacids. They don't support anything. They replace it with a chemical. What we do is support the body's natural functionality, and it heals itself.
Yeah, it's just so cool to put the right ingredients in. I mean, we're living, breathing, biological organisms. Wouldn't it make sense to put a biological organism into our bodies to repair it, to allow us to regain our function, to regain our normal state of being, our homeostasis? And we want to get away from processed chemicals, away from synthetics as much as we can, whether we're talking about our food, our medications, our supplements, the air we breathe,
the water we drink. I mean, everything. It goes down to what you put in your body. How long have we been saying, Rob, there's only two things you can put in your mouth, food or chemicals? That's it. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody has these diets. Well, we support the of-the-earth diet. The walks, crawls, swam, or flew, or grew on this planet, it's okay. It supported life.
Right.
That means it will support life in us. Nothing made in a factory ever supported life. That's what the difference is. It's a difference between the natural function of the body and replacing it with a chemical. So come on down, watch the workshops, let us talk to you, show you the vast array of professional products that we have from all the great manufacturers, top of the list, Nutritional Frontiers, Douglas Labs, Allergy Research, Standard Process, all there, Metagenics, you name it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Doc's got his favorites. I don't know if anybody ever comes out of an appointment with Doc without, you know, thinking about getting the greens, magnesium, and fish oil.
Yeah, I guess I'm quite predictable in that regard. But when you think about the greens, the fish oil, and the magnesium, think about how many different body functions and how many different body systems are just so well supported using so few nutrients. And as I said earlier in our conversation, if you're listening in from the 814 area code, or way out in parts of West Virginia closer to the WVU area, I see your neighbors. I mean, they don't come often, but they come, and this is exactly what we talk about. Or strategies is like, what can I do for you if I'm going to see you 2 to 5 times a year? What can you take that you can order a product? We'll ship it out to you if you deplete it. And what can you do for yourself? Most of all, what can you do for yourself? And those are the things that we like to hit on with our appointments and with the time we spend together. And there's an element of empowering people and giving them a chance to be in better control of their overall health and well-being by actions and activities that they take upon themselves. And It's going great. It's going absolutely
It is,
great.
And it's no coincidence.
Join the party.
It's no coincidence that magnesium is the number one most deficient mineral nutrient in the country, that essential fatty acids are right up there with the most deficient, and then that's two of the top three. D3 is the other one, right? D3. So if they're that deficient in us, replenishing those nutrients will then enhance those hundreds of functions you mentioned in the body, right? Metabolic functions.
Yes, exactly. And we have along those lines, along the nutritional frontiers in the magnesium, we have so many proprietary blends for numerous ailments and groups of symptoms that people struggle with. And both Dr. Rossi and Jeff are so much better versed in nutrition than I am. I like to refer those patients to see one of those two. But how do you expect to start curing or resolving or fixing more exotic complicated conditions when you don't even have the basics in place?
Oh, so true. And that's where we started. Everybody's depleted of their B vitamins. B vitamins are water soluble. So you're going to use every bit or you're going to, pee it out. It's gone. You have to replenish them on a regular basis, and we can't get it from food alone. That's one of my most... Did you ever quote me on that yet, Rob? Man doesn't live by food alone anymore?
I have.
Good, thank you, because that's an original.
It is.
I did kind of paraphrase, from that one book.
But the point is well taken.
Yeah, it is, and it's so true. So you never have to worry about it. Take the B vitamins. Take them all the time. You'll use them up. It's your body's first defense against stress.
One thing about all of the supplements and things that they're talking about, the vitamins, it doesn't shut down your body's normal function.
Nope.
A lot of the things that you take that you go to the drive-thru at your local pharmacy to get actually not only is a Band-Aid, but it actually stops whatever process your body is trying to do to take care of itself. So this is why you need to be a part of them. And I can tell you firsthand, these workshops, you will not hear anything any better, anywhere, more thorough, more educational, more informational than you will when they roll out the Weiner Wellness Week Holistic Truth. And Joe and I and others will be back in the weeks to come to tell you more about it as it rolls through. But you're going to want to go to drwiner.com to find out more. And if you want to make an appointment, they're there every Saturday, which I think is absolutely awesome. While the show is on the air, the number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Joe, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Live long and prosper, my friend.
And the reason he's Dr. O, because after you're done, you'll say, oh, I feel so much better. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dr.
The King, Big O.
The Big O. And believe me, he can hold that title, no doubt about it, the Big O. We'll take a break. Stay with us, folks. So much more to come, including high school football today, the 4A championship, Aliquippa Belle Vernon, and then the 5A championship, Moon, the Tigers, taking on Penn Trafford, the Warriors. All still to come today right here at Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. We'll be back in the home office throughout the evening. Lots of high school, lots of college football, hockey, and more. So I hope you'll find me on my social media platform. I'll be waiting for you.